Louise Moyon, who came from a family of artists, established herself as one of France's most iconic still life painters of the early 17th century. She was strongly influenced by the Flemish tradition. In the 17th century, the hallmark of still life was great attention to detail in the rendering of each element of the composition. Yet this painting genre was relegated to the bottom of the hierarchy established by the Académie Royale de Peinture, France's Royal Academy of Painting, under the reign of King Louis XIV. Its marginal position within the official system offered artists considerable freedom in the execution of their works and allowed them to sell them without constraint. In contrast, history painters, ranked at the top of the hierarchy, had to join a guild and follow its strict rules. Although we know several women painters from the 17th century, they weren't permitted to depict the nude body, which limited their practice to portraiture, landscape, and still life painting. Louise Moyon, who was both a woman and a Protestant, occupied a doubly marginal position. This explains why she devoted herself exclusively to still life and why she stopped painting after her marriage. Her output spans roughly 10 years and comprises only about 30 surviving works. The Musée des Augustins holds three of them, all painted on wood. Louise Moyon did not set out to charm the viewer through a decorative approach. Instead, she strove to capture each element of her composition with precision. She favored a sober and rustic aesthetic, with no display of luxury, no silverware or crystal, just a bare wooden table with fruit resting simply on a bed of leaves nestled in wicker baskets. Basket of plums and basket of strawberries was constructed with remarkable care. The edge of the table creates a subtle distancing effect and accentuates the perspective, further enhanced by a slightly elevated viewpoint. The delicate treatment of the skin of the fruits and the droplets of water reveals an infinite poetry. Caravaggio believed a still life demanding as much care as a history painting. Louise Moyon proved him right in all aspects of her work.